Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. It is time for our Sunday school lesson. Glory to God. And we invite you to share with us this morning. We believe that God is going to give you a word that's going to help you and build you up in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Our lesson today is Jonah and David's resolute friends. That's right. Jonah and David's resolute friends. And we're going to start off our lesson today is going to be coming from 1 Samuel 18, 1 through 4, the first part of our lesson. Amen. Praise God. We got several portions of the lesson today, but we'll start off in part one. It says, unexpected friend. Unexpected friend.
Let me give you an introduction to this lesson. Jonathan and David. Glory to God. Now, Jonathan is the son of Saul. And you know that Saul was the king of Israel at one time. Glory to God. And his son was Jonathan, who would become the heir to succeed Saul to the throne. But we'll find out in our lesson that this was not the will of God, glory to God, that Jonathan would not be the one to succeed Saul, glory to God. But our lesson is going to introduce us to David, and David is the one, glory to God, that's going to be crowned, glory to God, the new king of what? Of Israel. But let's get into the story.
Amen. And now right here, when we're getting into the story, unexpected friend, when they're meeting, this was right after David had slew Goliath. Amen. And it points out that it's in Saul's household, when he finally meets the household of Saul. In verse 18 and 1, it said, and it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knitted with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul.
Now, glory to God, we find that this story starts after Goliath is killed. Goliath was a great Philistine warrior. He was a giant, glory to God, and he was very braggadocious. He was bragging, glory to God, because he knew that no one could defeat him. And we find that David comes upon the scene because David was a shepherd boy. And you know that David was working in the field, glory to God. He was taking care of the sheep, but his father sent him on a mission.
His father sent him to bring some food to his brothers who were on the battlefield. And when David was coming to the battlefield, he was hearing the people talk in fear, talking about Goliath, this great giant who was daring anybody to challenge him or daring anybody to stand against him. He was going to slay them. He was going to kill them. And so David was listening to this, and David reacted. Glory to God. The reason David reacted, how dare he, what he challenged the people of God, how dare he make a stand like that? So David kept on talking, and he kept on making statements. And before you know it, David, glory to God, hallelujah, what was one that went and what, and he stood before Goliath. And Goliath thought it was funny that this little boy is going to stand before him. But let me tell you, he might have been little, glory to God, but he had a mighty God in his corner, glory to God. He was standing in the name of God because Goliath was threatening the people of God. Goliath was boasting what he could do. And David was standing on the fact that his God was a mighty God. And he had some stones, glory to God. Hallelujah. And David, glory to God, by the power of God, used a slingshot. Think about this, a slingshot. And he slayed this mighty Goliath. Goliath fell, glory to God. And then David cut off his head. So David became what? Known because he slew this mighty giant. David winds up in the king's house. Glory to God. David winds up, his name is being talked about. The fame is going everywhere. But David knew that he was standing in what? In the name of God. So here we find that David is what is in Saul's house. Glory to God. And we know that a king, if he wants someone to stay with him or become part of his what, his household, become part of his what, his kingdom, glory to God, he had that authority. So we find that as the lesson begins to open, that David is now what? In the house of Saul. It's already known that he was victorious, glory to God. It's already known that David even had a history where he killed a lion and what, a bear. He wasn't afraid. Because he served what a mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah.
Amen. And this is basically how this friendship is beginning. It, where it says that, hey, they were knitted. They were, their souls were knitted together. And basically that word knit mean, hey, join together. And as co-pastor just said in verse 2, and Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. He took him into the house. Glory to God. And he like I said, Jonathan admired him so much. Hey, he loved him. Hey, when they said that their souls were knitted, that was just, hey, they were he just wanted to think like it. This is my friend. This is my brother. Glory to God.
Their souls were knitted. That meant that they were binding together as what, true friends. Glory to God. It was admiration. It was friendship. Glory to God. It was a strong relationship. But they cared about each other. Glory to God. And here we find that now David is living in what, in the king's palace. Because the king had the what, had the right. If he wanted to take one of his servants and bring him there, the parents would what, agree with it. Glory to God. So here David now is in the king's palace. Glory to God. And his son Jonathan, who legally, when you think about it, as far as heirship, would become the next king of Israel. But that was not the plan for God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But technically, legally speaking, logistically speaking, Jonathan was the oldest son. So Jonathan would have been the heir. But I tell you one thing, Saul was not right with God. And that kingdom was going to be taken from God, from Saul and given to David. Glory to God.
Amen. And then in part B, it says, Saul's heir. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. They made a covenant. Now, one thing about these two made a covenant, and bottom line, he's in the house right now. Oh, glory to God. That they love one another. That They actually made a covenant together to the point of them, hey, being as though they were brothers.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
But in the house, and as Copas just said, he's going to be a future king, and we're talking about the heir right now. Now he got, it seems that it, with God, amen, with that covenant, as though he got two sons, amen. And Jonathan was the heir. It's the oldest son.
But glory to God, when they made that covenant, glory to God, they made that covenant to each other as some friends.
Each other.
Glory to God. And when you pledge to be friends, glory to God, the commitment is supposed to be what's binding, glory to God. And we find that they truly made friends, that they were binding, dear glory to God. They were going to be friends for what? For life, glory to God. They were going to be friends for what? For their eternal life on this earth, glory to God. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. And now, in verse 4, looking at the heir, it said, and Jonathan stripped himself of his robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garment, even to his sword, and to him bowed, and to him and his girdle. Amen.
Wow. So what you find going on here? Now they were friends, glory to God. But here Jonathan is taking off his raw robe.
Amen.
His raw girdle. He's taking off his things and he's giving it to David. He's showing his friendship. He's showing his love. He's showing his fellowship. He's showing his commitment. So he's giving him the raw robe. So that meant that with those clothes on, glory to God, they knew that he was going to be part of what he was part of the king's house, glory to God. He was part of royalty. He was part of somebody that could be looked at, glory to God. Because here Jonathan was putting this on him, and this represented royalty. He was what he was being presented as what as a part of the household, as a what as a brother to Jonathan. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But we have to look and see how this seemed to the people. Now Jonathan, that was a gift given it to David, but by wearing royal robes, David would associate with the royal. With the royal family.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God. And by them knowing that he done slay Goliath, he start overshadowing. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. He start overshadowing. And people start looking at David. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But now by him being looking like the royal family, people start associating him and accepting him. Now, part two. We're going to be looking at Samuel, amen, 1 Samuel 20th through the 17th, amen, and 17th through the 17th, 32, 34, and 42 verse. And verse 16, and it reads, expanding covenant, amen, expanded covenant. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies. Oh, glory to God. Again, they making an expanded covenant to the degree, hey, we're gonna look at the one of the, hey, I'm honoring your house. Amen. I'm honoring your house. Amen. Glory to God.
An expanded covenant that would go beyond, hallelujah, what people would see. It would go on to what, to generations. Glory to God. It would go on to what, to his family, glory to God. An expanded covenant. It wouldn't be the relationship between David and Jonathan, but it would be what, even what if Jonathan had children or if David had children, it would even cover that relationship. In other words, he wanted them to what, to be knitted together. Glory to God. Knitted together as friends. Now you need to understand, glory to God, that David had a reputation of what, of slaying what, Goliath. David even wound up going what, on the battlefield, glory to God, and fighting, glory to God, because even though he was in the household, his father Saul looked at David as being what, a warrior, because he had slew what, Goliath. So David would go on the battlefield, glory to God. And David would fight, glory to God, just like Saul would fight. But the people began to, what, the women began to chant that David, that Saul killed thousands and David killed 10,000. Well, you know, the spirit of jealousy sometimes will rise up, glory to God. You see, David slew 10,000 and Saul slew thousands. So Saul had a jealous spirit, glory to God. And we find that even in the household, glory to God, that Saul had a problem. David used to play the harp, glory to God, to calm Saul down because he was a musician and it required Saul's angry or hostile spirit, glory to God. And David was in that house, glory to God, and playing the harp, glory to God. And we find that one day that what happened, what Saul takes a javelin and he throws it trying to kill David. Why? Because of the spirit of jealousy. When the spirit of jealousy rises up, glory to God, it tends to blind folks. It tends to what to make them hostile and make them angry. So he was so angry because of what the people were saying. He was so jealous of what the people were saying. And plus, Saul knew something else, glory to God, that God was going to take that kingdom from him. Glory to God. He's going to take his kingdom.
Amen. Praise God. And again, we just got to understand and look and see just how this expanded covenant is gonna extend and go for the years. But yet at that point, he was a part of royalty. He was being seen, and he would be future king. Verse 17, and Jonathan called David to swear a head because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. Again, he loved David, amen. And again, that is that commitment to the point of the friendship that they would have. They had through life, through their lives. And at this point, he's been with them for quite some time, amen. As co-pastor said, he had been fighting on the battlefield with them. He had been being seen by the people. And guess what? They know he was a warrior. And as I said, jealousy come in. Jealousy took over. Now let's look at verse 32 of that verse 32. Honorable defense. That's verse 32. And Jonathan answered Saul his father and said unto him, wherefore shall he be slain? What hath he done?
Oh, glory to God. Now, you have to find out. Remember, I told you, Saul had thrown a javelin at David. Now, Saul is letting it be known that he wants to kill David, glory to God. And he's letting his son know that, glory to God. So his son wants to know, well, why do you want to slay David? Glory to God. So Saul became very even angry at his own son because he wanted to get rid of David. See, he was raging, glory to God. And see, and he didn't understand why his son was questioning him when he wanted to get rid of David. He wanted his son to side with him, glory to God. But his son had made a covenant, had made an agreement with David, glory to God, and he loved David, glory to God. He loved David and he trusted David and he was friends with David, and they were knitted together as friends, as brothers, glory to God. And so he could not understand why his father was seeking to what? To destroy David, seeking to kill David. It didn't make sense to him. Well, I want you to know, glory to God, that Saul's anger even what rose up against his own son. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. And that again, honoring defense. Verse 33, it said, and Saul cast a javelin at his and smite him. Hereby Jonathan knew that it was determined of his father.
I see. Here you find him so angry that he's going to take a javelin. I remember he had already thrown one at David. Now he's taking a javelin and throwing it at his own son. Why? Because he did not want his son to disagree with him. He wanted his son to agree that David needed to be killed. He wanted his son to side with him. But look at his friendship. His friendship was even greater, glory to God, greater than the relationship with his father, because he could not understand why his father wanted to destroy David when David had done no wrong, glory to God. And when he questioned his father, here he was, glory to God, almost killed, almost slain by his own father. Why? Because he took for a friend. See, when you have a friend, glory to God, you're going to stand up for that friend, glory to God. Some people are wishy-washy, Pastor. Glory to God. They go with the wind. They go with the breeze. They'll agree with whoever they're talking to. But Jonathan didn't agree with his father. He felt that his father was wrong, and he could not understand why his father wanted to slay David after David had done so much, that he had led them to many battles and had come out victorious, and that he was part of the household of Saul. So then why would you want to destroy him? And here goes the javelin, glory to God. Here goes the anger. So then Jonathan knew at that very point, y'all. He knew at that very point that Saul was serious. That Saul really, really, really wanted to kill David.
Amen. Now, that's a true friend, because he was standing up for David because he could see no wrong. He knew that God had a hand on David for what all he had done and how he had lived in their household, fought with them, the slaying Goliath. He had to stand up and see. This is a lesson to all of us, co-pastor, that sometimes we got to stand up for what's right.
Glory to God.
It may be against our father. It may be against our brother. It may be against our family, but we have to stand up for what's right and no unfairness.
And you see, and the thing about it was, Jonathan, glory to God, he was the son of Saul. And technically, as we said earlier, he would become what the heir of what of the throne. But here you need to understand that Samuel had already given him a word that he was not, that kingdom, that throne was going to be taken away from him. So he already knew that. Saul already knew that, glory to God. But Jonathan, it didn't bother Jonathan, glory to God. He didn't know the whole story, but it didn't bother him because David was his friend. And he could not understand the wrath of his father and the desire for what? For him to kill. Now remember, he went into battle. The women said he slew tens of thousands of Philistines. Glory to God. He fought with the enemy. Glory to God. He defended Israel. Glory to God. So why would you want to kill him? Why would you want to destroy him? Jonathan could not understand, glory to God, the wrath and the anger of his father.
Amen. Praise God. Again, humble defense. In verse 34 said, so Jonathan arose from the table in the fiery anger and didn't eat no meat the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David because his father had done him shame. Oh, glory to God.
See, he was grieved. He was hurt. He was broken with what his father was planning on doing. And then he was also hurt that his father attempted to even kill him because he was defending David. He wanted to know why, glory to God. So he couldn't eat meat. He was grieving. He was confused. He didn't understand, glory to God. But he knew one thing, that David was his friend, glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And we got to hold on to them. And again, as we pointed out verse, I was just reading, I need to read. Look at, it says, permanent peace. In verse 42, and Jonathan said to David, go in peace. So for as much as we have sworn both of us in the same of the Lord, saying, "The Lord be between me and thee, and between our seed and thy seed forever." And he arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city.
See, notice, he was telling David, you got to go. Glory to God, he got to depart. In other words, your life is in danger. Glory to God. So he had to, they were saying farewell. Glory to God. And they were still committed to the fact that not only are we friends, but our seed, our children are going to be friends. Our children are going to be committed. We're going to be bound together. Glory to God. It doesn't matter. We're still going to be friends. So he's telling me, you need to go. In other words, you need to go because my father, in other words, he's letting them know that his life is in danger. Glory to God. It had to hurt him because he had to say what was going on. And he had to save David's life. Because if David would have David would have gone on in there, glory to God, Saul could have hurt him. But nah, it wouldn't happen. Why? Because God's hand was upon David. God's calling was upon David. David had a place in the kingdom, glory to God. He had a place in the house, glory to God. And God was gonna make him king. No matter what Saul did, no matter how Saul acted, God had his angels around David. Glory to God. Not only that, he had his angels around Jonathan because Jonathan had made a commitment to David and was willing to help to protect David.
Amen. Praise God. And we look at they are departed. He's disgraced to the point of knowing, but he made that, again, that promise. Verse 3, unbroken promise. And verse 26, I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleased hath thou been unto me.
Pleasant
unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of woman. Amen. Praise God.
Now, what did he say? He said, you know what? This is a love. This is a great love. He said it's even greater than a love for a woman. Glory to God. It's not saying, you know, it's an unusual thing. It's just such a great love, glory to God. He said, you know what? He said, I really love you, glory to God. We're friends. We're brothers. We're knitted together. It's a real, real great love. It was a love that he couldn't even explain, glory to God. It was an honest love, glory to God, because God had placed them together as true friends. Listen, a real true friend. If you're a real friend, a friend sticking closer than what a brother, glory to God. But here became brothers, so they were sticking very close and they were knitted together. That means they were tight. They couldn't be separated, glory to God. They were so knitted together, glory to God, that he defended David against his father's wrath. He was so tight, glory to God, that a javelin was pitched at him because he tried to defend his friend. Why would you want to hurt David, glory to God? He was so tight that he went and he warned David, glory to God, about his father's anger and was telling him, you need to go. You need to leave, glory to God. You need to go and hide, glory to God, because my father's after you, glory to God. He was so tight. Think about that. Would you have taken a stand like that against your father? Glory to God. If you would have been in Jonathan's place, would you have gone to tell him, run for your life, glory to God, because my father's after you? But the love was so great, glory to God, that he wanted David to be spared.
Amen. Praise God. Again, we have to look at that, and it's real. When he's talking about how he was pleasant, hey, what he did for him. He took his garment, he took his robe and his garments off to welcome him. Amen. Into the household. Glory to God. As a part of the family. Because you my brother. He adopted him. He accepted him. He made covenant with him. Glory to God. This was family. And he said it was greater. Oh my. And great
not,
love.
And not only that.
Hello. This is Pastor Arthur J. McFarland saying I know you have enjoyed that word. Coming from co-pastor Patricia McFarland. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School Teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.